Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Breaking news. The January 6th prisoner, Jacob Lange, was given a second chance by Trump. President Trump gave him a second chance to turn his life around. Has now traveled all the way to Dearborn, Michigan, with one intention, to provoke Muslims. By trying to burn the Quran, the verbatim word of God Almighty.
Muhammad was a pedophile and a rapist.
Come burn it, man. Come burn it. Come burn it. Come burn it.
And a smear pork on it. Now, what kind of disgusting, hateful person does that? Many have already exposed him as an agent provocateur, a man posing as a patriot, Christian, fake Christian at that, but whose real purpose is to stir up hatred between Muslims and Christians. A little bit of history on this extremist, this J6 prisoner, Jacob Lange, not Jake. It's Jacob, actually, according to court documents. And that's very interesting. It's like from Muhammad to Mike and from Jacob to Jake. You understand? Why is he in the media hiding his real name? The man Trump gave another chance at life to is someone who tried to overthrow the government and unlawfully stormed the U.S. Capitol. If he was a Muslim, imagine that, what the headlines would be. Imagine the consequences. But let's look at the facts from the federal prosecutors. This man, Edward Jacob Lange, was one of the most violent attackers on January 6th. You can look at the court filings, show that Jacob Lange repeatedly assaulted police officers. That's right, he assaulted police officers, used an aluminum bat at that, used a stolen riot shield, used his hands and feet in the brutal tunnel fight on the Lower West Terrace, as the reports state. Struck officers. He struck police officers. Do you understand that? Kicked a fallen detective, slammed a door onto an officer's head, and helped rioters try to overthrow the police line. The prosecutors went on to say he wasn't defending himself. He was leading the violence. He even crowd surfed to get closer to the officers so he could attack more efficiently. And after being arrested, he allegedly tried to organize an armed militia from inside the prison. Now, this guy's not a victim. He is not a patriot. He's not a Christian role model or a Christian, even at that. Somebody faking the funk. This is a man driven by hatred, aggression, and extremism. He's a radical hate-spreading agent. And now he brings that same hatred to Dearborn, Michigan, a city known for peace, a city where Muslims, Christians, and people of many backgrounds and faiths live side by side. That the Christians themselves were holding up Muslims when they were the last line of defense, when they were pushing that Sodom and Gomorrah stuff, men reading story hour to the kids in the schools. We were the good guys back then, right? When Patrick Ben David was like, why don't Muslims vote Democrat? It's exactly because of people who represent you guys, like this J6 prisoner, Jacob, the extremist. Look what he's doing. I mean, now reports are saying this could be part of a larger coordinated campaign.
Kicking me out. I am Jewish. If you say anything negative about Israel, I am Jewish. My sister served in the IDF. I was bar mitzvah on the Wailing Wall in Israel.
A Zionist-style strategy to ignite hostility between Muslims and Christians. While those orchestrating it continue to weaken and drain this country of ours, America. Even a man running for governor in Michigan, Anthony Hudson, who was once misled by the hate propaganda, also admitted he himself went down there.
Thank you and welcome to the American Muslim Center. The statement of faith in Islam and what they believe. Verily, we have sent the revelation to you as we sent the revelation to Noah and the prophets after him.
I'm here breaking bread with people from the community, and if you're not from Dearborn, I want you to stop talking about the hate in this town because it doesn't exist.
I want you to stop talking about the hate in this town because it doesn't exist, okay? I would trust my 17-year-old son walking down the street in this town. The stuff you see on the lamestream media is false. I don't see anything pertaining to Sharia law in this town. It doesn't exist. We even visited 4 mosques. We talked to 3 imams, and we've done a lot. We went into a gentleman's home a while ago, just some guy you knew, welcomed us into his home, and we sat there and we talked to him for 45 minutes, and now we're here breaking bread. Don't believe everything. I got a motto for you. Seek the truth before you accept the lies. And if you can do that, you will have a lot more peace in your heart because you're not believing or being indoctrinated by those in the media. So always seek the truth before you accept the lies.
And he admitted after speaking with Muslims, he visited a mosque.
I can tell you in good faith right now, today, standing at a pulpit in a mosque, that Sharia law does not exist in Dearborn, Michigan. Nor do I believe it exists anywhere in the United States of America. In fact, if Jake Lang comes to this community on the 18th and tries to burn a Quran, I will be one of the first to put out the fire. We've all been lied to with the propaganda that's going on about Dearborn, Michigan. And I can tell you with absolute faith that everything you've been told or taught about Dearborn is a complete fabrication of the truth. Dearborn is a very quiet community. There's a lot of hospitality here. I have been extremely welcome here in Dearborn. We've talked to the business owners. We've been offered food. We've been offered tours. We've been to 3 different mosques today where we've talked to some amazing people. I also want to address that I made some comments before I ever even came down here about Sharia law, that it was happening here in Dearborn. We've spent the last 72 hours here and we have seen no evidence.
And what he said from his own words, that everything he'd been told was lies. It was fed by the hate provocateurs like the likes of JC prisoner Jacob Lang, followed by groups of gullible, credulous, angry people looking for someone to blame. But unfortunately, many still refuse to believe the truth. They want to hold on to fake news when it only comes to Muslims, and they'll hold on to that fake news. Because hatred gives them something to live for. Let me be clear, you know, so I can really hit this analogy home. You know, the dung, the poop, shit, it stinks. You get it? And it attracts flies. That's exactly what this J6 prisoner, Jacob, represents. A man whose hatred and filth attract the lowest elements of society, scum. Any good Christian, Muslim, Jewish person, a good human being at that, can see exactly what he is. And imagine, just imagine if Muslims stage similar provocations outside a synagogue in New York. Just imagine. The media would immediately call it a pogrom. It would dominate the headlines. Arrests, condemnations, national outrage. But when it's someone attacking Muslims, suddenly it's like free speech. Burn the Quran, no problem, free speech. Try to do that to another religious book. Now, I want to talk to you for a minute about what he tried to burn, the Quran. This is a book from the creator of the heavens and the earth, God Almighty. This is the same Quran that honors Jesus, honors Mary, his blessed mother. This is the mother of Jesus. There's a whole chapter named after her in the Quran, chapter Maryam, Mary. It calls all humanity to pure, absolute monotheism, to worship the creator alone, not his creation. It tells us about the true purpose of life, warns humanity about the hellfire, for those who commit evil, for people like the J6 Jacob, the extremists, this extremist, and those who follow him in hatred, spreading corruption in the land. Unless they repent, change their ways, and seek forgiveness, because God Almighty, the creator of law, is the all-loving, the merciful, the most forgiving. And if a person changes their ways, there's always hope. But if not, the hellfire awaits them. And it promises paradise. It's called Jannah, paradise, for those who worship the one creator, the God of Abraham, the God of Moses, the God that Jesus fell on his face and worshiped and called people to worship. In Aramaic, Allah, in Arabic, Allah. And the last and final message, Prophet Muhammad. And it calls you to live a morally upright life. The Quran provides evidence, clarity, and proof. Miracles. It's a miracle. It's a living miracle. And it proves that it's indeed from the Creator. It's not man-made or written by a group of men or Muhammad himself. But it's revealed by the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And my message to every viewer, let me give you a Quran. Put it to the test for yourself. I'll give it to you as a gift from me to you. And ask while you're reading it, God Almighty, the Creator. Say, the one who created me, guide me if this is the truth. Because you will never find peace or dignity or purpose by following human devils like this J6 extremist radical provocateur trying to burn God's book. America doesn't need more hate merchants. America doesn't need more fear-mongering provocateurs. America doesn't need more J6 prisoner instigating riots, initiating hostility between Muslims and Christians. What America needs is truth, unity, and people of faith standing together, Muslims, Christians, Jews, and every decent human being, against the extremists who want to divide us like this radical individual. They burn books because they don't have any ideas that will help humanity. They're like shit that attract flies. Excuse my language. They provoke because they have no purpose, and they have hate because they have no heart, my brothers and sisters. But light always defeats darkness. Guidance defeats ignorance. And truth, God's truth, always wins at the end. So let's get this message out. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. And let's be people of dignity, of honor, the way the Quran tells us to be, the way God's book tells us to be, because it is from the Creator of the heavens and earth. And you won't know unless you put it to the test and accept my gifts from you. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.